comes rolling up the driveway just before the break of day. He's already done the Johnsons, Palomino, and the Bay. His back's already hurting and his hip's already sore, but he backs up to the barn and opens up the trailer door. He puts on his old chaps and gloves and opens up the gate. He walks up to the mare and puts the halter on her face. He leads her to the tie downs and she kicks him in the shin. Sometimes he wonders why the hell he don't just pack it in. He's a farrier, just like his daddy was before, and he knows that when he's 50 he won't be one anymore. His body will be shot from wrangling horses every day, but he's a cowboy and he wouldn't have it any other way. His hands are rough and calloused and the right one is still numb from last week when that big old stallion bit him on the thumb. He knows that he won't be back home until it's after 10, and he knows tomorrow morning 6 a.m. he goes again. He's a farrier, just like his daddy was before, and he knows that when he's 50 he can't be one anymore. His body will be shot from wrangling horses every day, but he's a cowboy and he wouldn't have it any other way. Yes, he's a farrier, just like his daddy was before, and he knows that when he's 50 he can't be one anymore. His body will be shot from wrangling horses every day, but he's a cowboy and he wouldn't have it any other way. Yes, he's a cowboy and he wouldn't have it any other way.